Okay. I will.
I'm calling this meeting to order.
Yes.
Of the special meeting for the budget committee. Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hudson. Present. Also note that the general manager and our intrepid bookkeeper is also present. Who moves to approve the agenda presented?
I move that we approve the agenda as is.
And I second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda must first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes.
You are the chair, so.
I don't recognize any members of the public wishing to speak, therefore this item is closed. But we do have items of business, which is reviewing the 2015-2016 operating budget. Okay.
And we give it to Miss Mary J.
Miss MJ. You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
She did a good, really good job.
Yeah, and I love the red.
She already asked about Capri, yeah. And I said they told us there's a 5% raise, and that's all we knew.
Yeah,
and
well,
she asked about the Kaiser, and who signed up, because Randy.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking Alfredo, but I thought, how can that be? Yeah. That's why I asked, And then I asked about the attorney's fee, only because I didn't... looking at half your expense, this is the best guess. I wasn't relating it to the budget. You're saying this is what it is, and this is my best guess why.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is totally cool.
Especially attorney fees. We don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah, so these are just predictions. And the way we started off in our predictions, so we start off with, let's just say $1 million. It's easy to do the math, right?
Yeah.
So we had $1 million in guessing in revenue.
Right.
Based on what we learned in the past, what we know right now. So we're, you know, kind of on target. We just made a few changes in the revenue.
Right.
And then our expenses, we only had $900,000 in line item expenses. So
right.
We had like basically $100,000 left over.
Right.
But it's still in the budget. Mm-hmm. It's still in the operating
right.
budget.
Right.
Now we can better assign that halfway through it. We can say, hey, you know what? This is what we're seeing. This is what we're seeing. Now we're seeing trends, particularly with our infrastructure where it's just killing us on stuff.
Oh, my
parks.
Goodness.
It's killing us. We have a tree down. And do you see it?
No, where?
Ambrose Park.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right next to the playground.
What did it happen?
That day when it was so windy.
Oh, really?
And it's not going to be the only one, I'm sure.
I'm not. It's probably the one that was kind of leaning already.
Yes, it was already leaning. Yeah, just boom. Yeah. We got a couple of leaners there, too. But anyway, it's going to cost us $1,800 to do this. It's $1,800. Trees, $1,800. Sewers, we've got these things.
So much
we had
stuff.
To do our side of the water meter, you know. So infrastructure is hitting us really, really hard, and it kind of shows. So we've been able to move up 34,000 of the 108 into our kind of line items, and the remainder, which was 70 something.
This is out of the 67.
Forget about that. We had the 108. So the 180 was actually, the 108 represented a balanced budget from the million.
Got
to get us to the million.
Got it.
So, but we didn't know where to put it exactly because we just, we did our best guess.
We are hoping we didn't need it.
We were hoping we didn't need it, yeah. But boom,
we're needing
there we go.
It.
Yeah.
We're needing it. We're putting it in places. Now, Alfredo is, you know, we would make a hard case that we need to keep him going because he's done so much work. So I'd say we would need that. It's not like we're going to fall off the face of the earth, but there's other things that we have to do. We have to take care of the sewers. We have to take care of fallen trees.
Right.
We have to take care
right.
of the other stuff. So that represents, we're pushing in some stuff for the capital. We had to increase the capital in the one area here. And this is just a preface, and then we can go line by line.
Yeah.
But here it went from 40 to 114.
Capital, hang on.
Last page.
Yeah, so that's part of this 108 that you see down here. That we're distributing it.
Show me again.
40.
So there's the 108 right there.
Right. 40.
Got it.
And
then it was 40,
it.
But we had to put it to 114. Part of that is the $60,000 for the master plan, the facilities master plan.
Oh, right.
Once you guys voted on it, we just went ahead and said, okay, that's been approved, so it's in there. So you can see the 108 right there. We begin. This is the beginning column at the beginning of the year. Yeah. See 108 there?
Right. Mm-hmm.
See it's zero there?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
So it just got moved up into here. 74 went into capital projects. 34 went into the various line items here. So we still have the same balance budget. It's still the same money. It's just being reassigned to accounts.
Right. Instead of being in this column here, it's all over.
Exactly. It's all over the map.
So right. And if a community member asked you that question at a meeting, would you answer that and say, we took that money? And
you would answer.
Okay.
I can answer it.
All right.
Put it in.
I mean, I was going to write details here, but I thought.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
All
right. But you guys understand in case somebody gets up and starts hollering, you guys, whoa, you've gone over
right
this.
Right, we took that money.
Yeah, it just
and
it
we just reassigned it.
It just exactly it was sitting in the budget.
We were hoping that we wouldn't have to assign it.
It's like writing the checks. Exactly. Now he wrote the checks and
yes. So it was you have to balance your budget. So you have to have $1 million coming in and $1 million coming out. We just had $108,000 of that $1 million sitting in an unassigned account. Now we can assign it and we're confident that we're assigning it in the obviously,
the best way needed.
Now, again, let me preface this by saying it is. These are all predictions, best guesses, and it could change.
And you know what? It's really important that we do remember this. One, we're a 60-year-old facility, or all of our facilities.
Yes.
Two, we're in El Nino after severe drought. Yes. I mean, we're still in the drought, but I'm just saying as far as the impact on. And two, you know, that's why I just want to let you guys know why in the meeting I mentioned the unpopular idea of maybe not doing the pool. I keep thinking about what could we see over the next couple of months before the end of the year? Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth.
Absolutely.
So I'm not, I'm just saying that's what was behind that.
Absolutely.
In my heart, I'm like, we don't know what we don't
know. That's right. And it's good, it's smart fiscal management thinking to consider that.
Just consider it.
It just is.
Just because, it's like important. That tree, did we know it?
No.
What if something came, right?
Right, absolutely.
On this building.
Absolutely.
You can't not do it. You can't not fail.
And that's just one tree. We had that here, even before the storms. We had a tree here and another palm tree thing. And
we had a tree.
It's just crazy.
Tree blow down back tree there. Fill. Then we had it have to, well, then you have to have an arborist come in and say, are the rest of them safe? Because that's people going in and out. I can't say, oh, now that from the next aren't going to fall down. So
they're
I
all good.
So we have to pay to have somebody come out there. It's such a cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And Mary Jane and I, this whole year, have been going, yikes, again.
But you guys, it is to our credit, though. I just want us to make sure we mention it in the meeting. It's to our credit that we are in a position to be able to address these things.
Oh, yeah.
Because put this back 3 years.
It would might have been closing the doors.
Yeah, we would be.
We would be in dire straits.
So it's nice. It's good.
And that's why it's so important that we continue to have that
reserve
because
and don't throw every bit of it at the pool not you know even if I you know what I mean because
yes you know it's just there's sometimes you need to think okay well and if it would have came under you know within the budget or whatever
right
go for it let's do it let's finish
exactly
it.
Yes, we have the
I'm
money
with you.
But now you know being 600,000 dollars and
almost 700.
It's like, you know, I mean, you can't shave a couple of $100. You know, well, okay, let's really go after some grants and really.
I think the strategy the board is a sound one. Hat in hand, you have it one swing at it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We move on. That's the thing. We've got $217,000, whatever it's his name, in our reserve. 20% is what we're looking for. Put us at 207. We got $10,000 more than we have in our reserve. But we have to understand what a reserve for. It is a rainy day fund. It is to fund the operations of this district should things go sideways. And that's why you want that. And it's to keep the doors open, to pay people's salaries, to pay the PG&E. That's what
manager,
the reserves
the
are for.
To keep you guys going.
Right. It's not a capital reserve where you're going to be able to buy something, you know, all of a sudden. So you know that we've talked about the other strategies that we may be able to do, you know, but with the budget here, you're seeing what it is, and we're watching it as closely as we can. But the challenge.
So thank goodness that that 108 is being put to. I mean, I looked at it, and some of them were like, "Whoa, that's a lot more money."
Right.
Yes.
But then, you know, I was looking at like what it was, and I'm like, "Okay, it's you know, most of them is just a few. I mean." It's not that much of an increase.
No, most of them. Well, it's only $34,000 into the into the line item budget, so it's really not a whole thing.
Yeah, it's just this here, this there.
So with that, I will turn it over to Mary Jane.
And the assessment, just a note to the assessment, the Ambrose part, we used all the assessment that we have budgeted because since we've had Alfredo and we had the complaints about Ambrose Park, he has been working on that park since we got him and the supplies that he needed and all the paint and all the everything he did to upgrade whatever was
the bathroom.
If you go out there, you see, we had debris coming down from the walls that are now pitched from the weight. And so the debris runs down, clogs up our sewers, backs up, floods our area. So he's gone and reinforced that the wood that was cracked and everything, he's built that up, so now
so
it's eliminated one problem that leads to another, and he's also dug an entire ditch and put irrigation in there, so it was never properly draining, so now it drains, so he's created the mud problem, now the drain problem, so he's working systematically at trying to fix this.
He's really he really knows how to look at a situation, assess it, and come up with the steps.
And then
and
works
he knows
harder
how
than
to do it.
Works harder than
has
anybody
the ability
I've ever known.
I never
it.
See him not working.
And
ever.
And I'll tell you how this is Alfredo. This is Tess says it best. He'll be off and he'll come in and he'll say, "How's my park?"
Yeah.
It's really.
He
it's
is.
My,
he does.
How's my
that's
park?
What he
going, wow, that is really it. Cool.
I know.
That's what you need.
And I'll take it from him, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Some of it's one time money that he's fixing these things,
right.
But, you know, the stuff, it won't cost as much in the future, hopefully, to do the painting, keep the painting up and that kind of stuff. And he's kept the bathrooms clean, too, which is
I love it. You know, it's the first thing I always check every time.
No, remember where they were, and
first.
He got down and scrubbed the tile. I mean, he just works so
with
hard.
With sandpaper.
Things.
Yes. At one point in time.
Yes.
Yeah. Under the water to get the...
Yes.
He's just...
Can I have
he's
before,
amazing.
Before
more
you
energy
go on,
than
can
I
ask
ever
a
have.
Question? You know how at that one meeting I noticed that our janitorial supplies were way out of whack. It was like a 1,500 and they're normally 200 and something. Did
and
we ever?
I should not have used the word investigate.
I know, but that's silly.
I should have said we're looking into it.
Right,
but,
right.
Which we are. But
yeah.
So
do we know?
Yeah.
We're meeting with staff.
Yeah, because we don't know quite what's done. We have
it was just so whack compared, you know, because I always kind of go, I use this and I look back because I'm stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm like, whoa.
Because I noticed
customer service related stuff, but then you go, okay, that
and
might
I think
be.
Sometimes doing your due diligence that way, mm-hmm. if anybody was thinking about it or doing little stuff, mm-hmm. kind of go, oh, they are watching. Okay. You, do you know what I mean? You might.
No, of course.
Exactly
what
she's
doing. Yeah.
No. You know what they say? Fences make good neighbors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's about.
Yep.
I don't want to catch anyone doing anything. I just want to make sure you
and
know
we don't
the cops on the road behind you, so don't
speak. And we probably will never know what's going on, but like you said, it will deter it.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
MJ.
And that's it.
Take it.
Okay. Well.
Take one.
You guys went through everything,
right?
And did you have any questions on some of this stuff? I have to go line by line, but I we could.
The class, the under recreation expenses, you have the first line on page one. It says recreation expenses, class instructors. And we had expenses of $6,500.
It's page one of expenses,
That was the only question I...
Which one?
It's down.
Oh, sorry, that's my income.
Recreation way at the bottom.
Okay,
yeah
the
so
class instructors, why went? That is because we are collecting all the registrations here. We pay them 70% back. And so that includes that. We didn't do that before. They collected their own
the
and they gave
is,
us
if we looked at,
the money.
That's
so
an
now
expense, but if we look at the budget, we're bringing in a lot more.
Yeah, so
more.
The income, we raised to that too to 22,000.
Yes,
so you know.
It's offset by the money we're bringing
in.
Okay, so this is why it's zero, because we didn't do it before, so that's...
Right,
good
we just,
okay.
right,
just
look here,
started that.
See, here's on page one, here's the income. We're bringing in 22,000, that's what they,
mm-hmm,
they're...
Mm-hmm.
And we never were before. And then this is, that 17 is coming up. Yeah,
right.
Makes
that's,
sense.
Okay, that's who we pay.
That was your major?
We pay them.
That was the only question, because I'm okay, what is
no,
that?
No, it makes... Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're just doing business like 99.99% of the record part now. This is so old school,
I have some questions.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me go back to...
The question.
So, I was just wondering, you know, we reopened the weight room?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are we getting the message out on that? What the hours are? Because I don't know, and I hate that.
everybody opened their weight room.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know.
When did we when did we, because I'm noticing this.
It was like back November, she had like a grand opening.
Oh, she did.
I think it was one of my GM reports. You
know, okay. And they had a special thing.
And Lee got
mad
and said, we were supposed to do this. And I said, hey, this is administration.
He didn't want the GM. Yeah,
but is it open every day, 5 days a week, or what's the deal?
No, because we have a volunteer that's working.
Okay.
Being the supervisor.
And they had to modify that recently, too.
Yeah, because he had to be off 2 days.
So I don't know. We can check.
So check the website, right?
Website.
They're paying. It's not like we used to have it where they paid $30 a month. Right. It's now, what is it, $30 a year or something like that.
Okay.
It's huge.
They just
have to deal with our hours.
And, you know, here's the facility, cleaned it up. They're trying to get people back in. It's a volunteer effort. It's another service that we're trying to provide.
Yeah, I want to spread the word to my community.
Eventually, it'd be nice.
Yes, that's what I want. Yeah, I'll check the
website. I think it's on the website, and it's on, she does.
And who lost their phone? Just curious.
Three guesses.
All right. And then throughout this explanatory part, there is a number of times where it says turf contract increase, small increase for extra maintenance for 1 month. What is it? Not different months?
No,
but
that was 1 month, and it was all the parks, and Victor was off.
Remember, he was off. I called him and said, hey, you guys got to take care of my parks while he's gone.
Okay,
so they did extra work in every park.
Okay, and then on the break-in at Ambrose Park, all those tools, did we get insurance for that? Reimbursement? Is there
no,
is it because
ours
the deductible is so high?
Yeah.
The deductible is high, so he says, you know.
Yeah, no,
me,
everybody makes that decision. When you get a crack in your window in your car and you
I know.
Okay. And the Nextel fees are so high, is that because of that phone? Okay.
Yes.
No problem.
That was
somebody grabbed it.
Whoever got
ran
it.
Ran out a big bill.
Text.
Mary Jane called. Can you please give us a discount? And somebody got it, and they said, we'll cut you off. And they cut 10%
off. They put some off. I can't remember what it was. That was a while ago. But, that's all they would do.
And did I already ask you, when are they cutting off the Lynbrook service?
Yeah, I don't know. Tina was said they were going to turn that off completely.
Yeah.
And
save us
so I think when we are in December, we're looking at November's bill, so probably next month.
Right. Okay. I was hoping, because we talked to her before
Christmas.
Let's
pay attention to that, because stuff like that, you know.
The February one should have, it should be
$500.
Nice. If not, we'll call Tina.
$6,000 a year, that's how I look at it.
$500 a month. Just service charge.
And the neighborhood park expenses under county park wages, that increase is because you're allotting.
We reassess the hours they spend there.
Right. Okay.
So we have to reassess their wages.
Yeah, a little more eyes in the park from our.
Yeah.
I totally.
Yes.
Okay. And I think that was all my questions. The turf contract is increased, but that's because of that month.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The supplies are the supplies under Ambrose Park, the 4,000.
That was
instead of 500.
We just talked. It was when we had we bought extra tools and extra things for but that too. But that's in a different place.
Okay.
That's when we had the community cleanup.
Right.
We bought all kinds of supplies for that day
for
all the people that were working there. That's one of the things that was higher. But also, Alfredo. He's been working so much.
Yeah.
He's been using more supplies.
Yeah.
Buying more
if
supplies,
there's anybody that I would trust, all you need to say is Alfredo needed it.
Everything at Ambrose is
pretty much
Alfredo.
What about the maintenance expenses from 2,000 to 4,000 for center ground?
The center
ground. It's under page 2, the expenses.
That's
what did I say?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I think I had it on here.
That's the trees.
Or was it?
Because we're negative 280 now, and we
want
to bump
grounds,
it to
the maintenance.
4,000
trees.
1,500 was
trees.
The trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had the palm.
We had the palm trimmed, and we had the one fell down.
And what about the PG&E? Well, PG&E's only. PG&E. Oh, you just want an extra 100.
Yes.
Oh my God, an extra 100.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
mismanagement.
I didn't need as much as I thought, but I just. Guessing.
And the janitorial supplies you're looking into.
We're looking into that.
We're going down on the maintenance as far as center building goes.
Well, so far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like that, you know, it just both ways. So if anybody thinks that all we're doing is jacking everything up, it's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, we're...
But we're doing the best, you know, that's the...
This,
we don't have enough money here to run this district.
Right.
I don't think that's going to be a news flash to a lot of folks.
No.
It's just,
we really don't.
That's life.
Yeah. I think it looks, I just want to let you know, I think it really looks really good. The notes were really good. You know how I really kind of worry about this stuff ahead of time as far as I want to make sure I get it answered before I come in here. And this is the one time when I called and they said, well, she's out. She might have strep. I'm like, you know, none of these are like anything like I couldn't say in mixed company, as it were.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, does anyone have any questions? Or we, what do we think as far as
no,
being
I always like to.
Is this good for our proposed?
Do we
revisions?
We wanna,
is that good for you guys?
We want to present this to the board and say that we
absolutely
we think this is,
and we need to approve it.
We need to approve
we'll
it.
Be
approve,
we'll be presenting the new
yeah,
one,
so you
the
guys,
revised,
okay.
And then you just say we approved it. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Job.
Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Excellent job. I you know,
yeah.
I want to say that.
Yeah, thank you for getting to me.
I was
trying to make it a little easier than the last one.
It
I
was.
Too many
it
things.
Was way, the
you know,
red.
I wish people knew the type of money that it takes to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day I was talking with the other two managers for Spy Point, and we were discussing the bathroom. And I said, so then they asked me questions. I was like, when are they going to close? I go, I don't know. You know, I mean, and so they were looking at me like, why didn't I know? And I said, no, the only thing that we approved was the money.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that is all that was discussed and said, because that was before us. They didn't,
that's
didn't,
your job as a board member, right?
Right.
Sometimes
so I said,
they don't get that.
And right, so then I sat totally there. I go, you know what? I don't have them. I don't remember too good. I go, but I do remember that out of Ambrose is $60,000. The rest is some kind of grant, and it's up to $100,000 that they're spending up there, because that's what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me, both of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, $100,000. I'm going, but think about it. If you were to add a bathroom to your home, you're talking $15,000, $20,000, period. So we're repairing a bathroom that has three stalls.
Two bathrooms.
And it's a public, also
it's
the
a
fact
public,
that it's going to be ADA.
Grade, all ADA compliance.
Right.
So that's exactly what I told
right.
them. I go, you know, it's that's just the way it
we
is.
We have to
so
put it out
to
bid.
Surprised.
We have to accept whatever.
Everything.
We can't just use our brother who does linoleum
yeah,
and, our,
exactly.
and our father who does sheetrock
anymore.
We got a hell of a deal on this one, too. We should
you know,
say.
We did.
I used to always
oh,
say, and I didn't understand. Before I was here, I was so mad. And I don't remember what it was. Right
we
there.
Need
was
to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, yeah, let's adjourn the meeting.
Oh. Who calls this meeting?
I move that we adjourn the
thank you.
Special meeting, budget committee meeting.
I second that.
Okay.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Or all in favor? Aye.